Around twice a month, Tom Nico comes to Steinway Hall on West 57th Street to play the piano. He says he comes to calm his nerves.
My hands start shaking after a while because I'm not a classically trained pianist, nor have I ever taken lessons. So I sometimes get intimidated, but sometimes I just say to myself, just play.
Steinway & Sons showrooms are open to anyone, from pedestrian traffic to maestros who wishes to purchase or just try out their instruments.
People like to pick out their own piano. You don't give me a fresh one out of the carton. They want to try the piano and have the piano that suits their own touch and technique.
Downstairs is the Steinway Bank, a room filled with grand pianos reserved for concert use only.
In our famous concert basement downstairs, there are many pianos, and artists come in and select the one that they want that suits them, where the touch and the tone, the feel and the sound are a sort of a mystical thing that goes together.
When an artist plays the piano, the sound can be ethereal and otherworldly. But the art of building a piano has another sound entirely. It's cacophonous and noisy, and yet has its own kind of beauty.
In the Steinway factory in Astoria, Queens, around 8 pianos are handmade each day. Technical director Michael Moore led the way.
It's very important to develop a proper tone for the piano, that the surface of the hammer has the correct profile. You don't want too much material striking the strings, and you need a bare minimum of it, and it's within a range of the surface area of the hammer striking the strings where you get the optimal tone.
The process is an old-fashioned one, emphasizing patient attention to detail. But the purpose of all this handcrafting is to sell, not just to admire.
All piano industry is shrinking. There are less pianos sold all over the country this year than the year before and the year before that. You really had to have a piano in the home to make it a home. That's not so anymore. Every young lady had to have a piano as part of her education to be marriageable. All that sort of thing has gone completely.
This might be, but for Tom Nico, the Steinway aura still holds.
I've been here for about 2 hours or so.
And how do you feel now?
I feel at peace.
For WNYC, this is Jenny Atiyah.